It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. I appreciate each and every one of you joining us. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose. Live with intention. Strive for excellence today. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Thank you to this great team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Tuesday of Independence Day week, producer Steve.
Or day after Monday.
Or day after Monday. Independence Day is one of my favorite holidays. And it's a little wonky because it's on Sunday of this year. But we've got great shows planned for you this week.
My age is showing. Actually, that's a good thing because if people have to go to work the next day, they won't do what they normally do the evening of July 4th.
Although, are you talking about fireworks?
Raise hell.
But I think that July 5th is a federal holiday.
Oh, bummer.
So you're out of luck on that one, at least for a portion of people.
My son is in law enforcement, and he works another particular assignment that in the summer he's kind of released back to patrol. And inevitably he'll have to do the 4th of July, and he despises it because, as you might guess, when people start setting off the illegal stuff, it draws law enforcement, and you're walking into a situation where people are already pretty much drunk, and they don't want to play ball.
Yeah, that is tough. That's tough. A long time ago, I ended up in Vienna in 2000. I ended up in Vienna for New Year's Eve. And it was crazy, absolutely crazy. And we were there with the high school band, and we were trying to make sure we knew where all the kids were. And I turn around, and there is a guy holding a Roman candle in his hand, lighting it. And I'm like, we got to get out of here. And I said to somebody, what's going on? And they said, it's those crazy Turks. So at least your son is not in Vienna on New Year's Eve, because it was wild.
I don't know what the everybody, you know how the game is played. Everybody who wants to heads to the Wyoming border and loads up on things that you cannot get here locally. And man, it's every bit as much as the professional display sometimes.
It is. And that is funny. You can just go over the Wyoming border and there's the big fireworks stores there. I so appreciate each and every one of you joining us. And be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, all of our most recent podcasts, our most recent op-eds. And Patty Kurgan, our researcher, was in studio yesterday, and she has done a very important op-ed regarding this Colorado Initiative 25. They call it the LEAP program. It is a blind leap of faith, so check that out. And then Alan Thomas also did a great op-ed regarding school choices, half the issue. And both those are on my website. But if you're signed up for our weekly newsletter, you'll get first look at that. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. I am making progress on staying on top of my emails. I'm not totally there yet, but I am making progress, and that's a good thing.
Hey, I might have led you astray just now. You were going to say something prolific about the week of Independence Day, and I went down this other rabbit trail.
It's one of my favorite holidays, and I think about the founders and what was going on at that time. And the other thing, July 1 through July 3 was the Battle of Gettysburg. And I was going to try to get Alan Gelzo on this week, and then the scheduling didn't work out. He is going to be on Dr. Alan Gelzo is going to be on the end of next week. He's done a piece regarding Lincolnomics, but I would recommend, I've got to go back and see if and make sure that we've got that on the website. His interview last year, Independence Week, was absolutely riveting, and I would encourage you to check that out, but we're going to try to get that into the recap as well. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing. We are an independent voice searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. What Patty has done regarding the shedding the light on this Initiative 25, there are some very thoughtful, good Republicans that currently have their names on that endorsement page. And we are going to be reaching out to them because I'm just concerned that they haven't really read it and really thought about it. But we are independent, and we will remain independent as we stand for you. We are some of the most respected grassroots voices in Colorado, and we are committed to continue to do that for you and bring you truth and clarity. We look at these issues as freedom versus force. Force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Socialism ultimately comes down to force. Free stuff is just the carrot that they use to get you to vote for socialism. And it's really tough to get back out of that. We're in a battle of ideas right now, my friends, and we need to understand that, and we need to engage in that. It's never compassionate. When you're talking with young people that have been indoctrinated through our education system, just make the case, it's never compassionate to take other people's rights or their property or their freedom or their livelihood via force, whether it's with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the one that everybody is really starting to understand. We've been very spoiled. We've not had inflation. And you can see inflation, go to the gas pump, your energy costs. This is becoming a bigger and bigger ticket for American households.
Or the cost of building a home.
Cost of building a home. And all of this, Steve, what I want to talk about is there has been this long assault on the middle class. And the middle class is something that is so unique about the American idea. Just think about it. People can immigrate from these different countries and open up a restaurant and become middle class. That can't happen anyplace else. And that is why I was thinking about it this morning. We do not see people trying to get into Russia, people storming the border at China. We don't see people rowing over to Cuba, right?
Well, they're not offering the freebies that we are. I mean,
don't have the freebies that we have.
Yeah, a twin fork there. I mean, it's not just the opportunities that the that people are seeking here, but Lord knows it's the freebies that we're handing out.
Well, and there's nothing for free. They have to take from somebody to give to somebody else. And now, you know what we're doing? We are taking from the next generation and the next generation. And there is something that is so wrong about that, to encumber people that are not even born for the bills that we are, the money that we're spending right now. There's something really immoral about that, Steve.
Can we speak to inflation for a second? I'm not formally trained in economics, but I absorb a lot of information either by reading or by listening to other shows.
How about listening to our show?
Well, I'm in our show. This guy, he made mention, or his topic was inflation. He said it really hasn't been a real big deal for us since the early 1980s, maybe
right.
It's one of the first things that Reagan stepped up to the plate on.
Right.
But he says, think of it like high blood pressure. How do you deal with high blood pressure? And inflation is very tricky. And he says, basically, your doctors say, well, I can treat this. I'll drain out all your blood, and then you won't have an issue with high blood pressure anymore.
Well,
and he said, because the point he was trying to make is that the way we try to get inflation under control is very painful economically. So
that's interesting.
We've got
to get Jay Davidson on and talk with him about this.
Absolutely.
We'll go to work on that. Yes, definitely. Jay Davidson, he's the CEO and founder of First American State Bank. Our quote for today, because this is Independence Day week, this is, and I said, Steve, who should I quote? And you said, well, Mark Twain. And so I started looking for quotes. First one that came up, I thought, oh, this is good. So Samuel Langhorne Clemens, known by his pen name Mark Twain, was an American writer, humorist, entrepreneur, publisher, and lecturer. He was lauded as the greatest humorist of the United States has produced, and William Faulkner called him the father of American literature. Mark Twain was born in 1835. He died in 1910. And he said, we are called the nation of inventors, and we are. We could still claim that title and wear its loftiest honors if we had stopped with the first thing we ever invented, which was human liberty. Oh, I love that, Steve.
You know, when I said Mark Twain, it's like I was standing at the plate blindfolded. I just took a swing. But you...
I love that.
Either that or it's the blind pig finds an acorn every once in a while?
The blind squirrel.
Well.
The blind squirrel finds an acorn every once in a while. Okay. Let's see here. Let's go through... Let's go to break. Before we do that, though, then we'll come back. You have got to, you won't believe this, Keep Colorado Wild Annual Pass. I have to talk about that. Before we do that, though, I get to work with some really great sponsors, and one of those sponsors is Hooters Restaurants, and they have five locations, Westminster, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs, and they have the really, really great wings. In fact, when the girls come over on Wednesday nights, I get their smoked wings, and they are half the calories. You can choose different rubs with them. And Wednesdays are Wings Day, and that is for to-go or to dine in. If you buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free. But just a great little add-on, particularly this 4th of July weekend. So be sure and check that out. And then Jen Hewlin, I dropped by there on Sunday. And they always have some great specials there at Water's Edge Winery as well, another great sponsor of the Kim Munson Show. And right now they have a sweet summery Moscato, and it's back just in time for the heat wave that may be arriving here soon. And then they have specials that are beginning in July. They are closed on Independence Day. And so be sure and check out Water's Edge Winery as well. These are two great sponsors that keep our independent voice on the air. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be going through some of these headlines, and that it is Liberty Toastmasters Day on the show as well. And in segments 3 and 4, I guarantee you'll really get your brain cells working as we talk with a number of our Liberty Toastmasters colleagues about the American idea. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. I wanted to talk a bit about the Senate Bill 21-249. It is Keep Colorado Wild Annual Pass. And the representatives on this were Senators Fenberg and Donovan. And then Representatives Will, who is a Republican, and Tipper, a Democrat. All of them are Democrats except Representative Will. And I want to put this in the context of we have had a continual assault on the middle class. And it really started in the 70s, which I think this was coming out of the 60s. Where we had those the radical progressives, they cut their hair and they started to get jobs in media, in education, and different churches. We've seen many of the mainline churches have moved away from preaching the gospel. They're now preaching social justice. And this, you really started to see this in the 70s. And it was in the 70s where it changed from getting scholarships on merit to scholarships on need. And so there was this squeezing of the middle class. So the very rich could afford to send their kids to the schools that they wanted to. And then those that were on the lower rungs of the economic ladder, they started to get advantages over the middle class. So instead of having to get their scholarships on merit, they got scholarships on need. So here's the middle class. They're trying to figure out how to get their kids a college education. And then I remember back in the 80s when we were seeing this assault on energy. We were hearing about climate and there wasn't going to be enough energy. There wasn't going to be enough oil. The thing about the radical regressive progressive activists is they don't believe that the pie can be bigger. They don't believe in human creativity and innovation, which makes, again, people become rich if you are able to be innovative and to create products that other people want that they will trade their hard-earned dollars for. And so we see this assault then on the middle class on a regular basis. And so they're squeezed. And what I wanted to talk about was the other LEAP program, and that was the energy assistance program that public service put in place, that as energy prices were going up, I remember that you could elect to spend some of your money to help those that were on the lower economic rungs of the ladder for their energy costs. I'm like, wait a minute. Shouldn't we be working to try to make sure that we have reliable, efficient, abundant, and affordable energy for everybody? So this latest one is just amazing. And this is the Keep Colorado Wild Annual Pass. And basically, it creates a pass for entry into state parks and other participating public lands. It commences on January 1, 2023. And it says, each resident with one of the following motor vehicles that is not a commercial vehicle is assessed a fee. Steve, there's your favorite word, fee, instead of a tax, for the Wild Pass when registering your motor vehicle. It says a resident may decline to pay the Wild Pass fee when registering the resident's motor vehicle, and non-payment of the Wild Pass fee does not affect the resident's ability to register the motor vehicle. It says a resident who declines or fails to pay the Wild Pass fee is presumed to decline to pay that pass fee in subsequent years as well. So first of all, I wonder, Steve, how will people know that it's there, that you can opt out? I think it would be better if people had the choice to opt in. But once again, with all the paperwork that you have when you're getting a new vehicle or paying your taxes or paying your fees for your vehicle, how are people going to know that, Steve?
Great question. And it comes down to the integrity of the person doing the paperwork, I guess. But again, this word, substituting the word fee for taxes, you've already said it is voluntary. So maybe the word...
Kind of voluntary.
All right. So maybe the word does apply this time, but you know how I get irritated. We all get with this new game that's sprung up in the last, 4 or 5 years of using that word fee just to get around all Tabor. The turmoil that tax, the word tax stirs up.
Right. And what you're referring to is Colorado's Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. And that basically says three things. It asks our PBIs, are those politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, to A, just have the good manners to ask us if they want to increase our taxes. B, have the good manners to ask us if they are going to incur debt that we have to pay off. And C, have the good manners to ask us if after they have taken all the taxes that they have and have allowed for each year population plus inflation, the money above that, they just have to ask us if they can keep that. And they don't want to do that. But this is, when I talked about the assault on the middle class, Let's think about the little family that wants to go to Rocky Mountain, or I guess this would be state parks, that wants to go out to Roxborough State Park, okay? And you want to get the kids, and you're trying to make sure that you are paying your way and taking care of your family and not relying on the government. And you want to take the kids out to the park, and guess what? If you are not one of these, listen to this. It says, for each state fiscal year, the division will use the wild pass fees collected to achieve stated goals such as providing affordable access to state parks and public lands, managing state parks. And when they talk about affordable access, they're going to be picking winners and losers on that, because there will be different people will pay different fees depending on your income. Managing state parks, okay, that makes sense. Supporting search and rescue and avalanche safety efforts, that's probably okay. Conserving vulnerable species and habitats. Now, this is where you get into it. Funding equity, diversity, and inclusion programs, and financing regional outdoor partnerships for community-driven planning and projects. I find that pretty astounding, Steve.
I don't even know what the connection is there, but they'll slip it in wherever they can.
Well, and what this funding equity, diversity, and inclusion is they have the words, but it's actually the opposite. Instead of trying to bring us together to unite us, and there's a difference between the word equity and equality. Equity, there, if we want equity, you have to bring people down to the lowest denominator. Equality means that people are treated equally under the law. And when that happens, when justice is blind, when we're not picking winners and losers, then everyday people can go after their hopes and dreams. And thrilled to have in studio with me Carol Baker. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And I'm so excited about the show that we have today, Carol, and that is we're going to be talking with a number of our colleagues in the third and fourth segments about the American idea. And the American idea is about equality, not equity.
Right. And this is a big week, actually, for those liberty-minded folks, as we have a chance to all year long practice our speaking skills and our communication skills and leadership skills. And yet this is almost like the biggest holiday of the year for us.
Oh.
And this Saturday's meeting is going to be fun. We're inviting members from our Liberty Toastmasters North Club. Any other visitors that have attended once or twice or only don't get to really commit to a membership but just want to be a guest with us this Saturday, would be a great time to do that.
Well, I'm the humorous timer, I think, this, and so I've got to come up with something funny.
Good luck with that and topping some of the others who have come up with something funny. But, do you know, I like how somebody will bring something funny that someone else can use in part of their presentation and just kind of stack up their resources of numbers of just humorous things to add that, so we learn from each other.
Well, that is for sure. And I wanted to mention something Patty had here on the outline, and that is regarding equity, and I think it's back here. There is a restaurant. Some restaurants are starting to add in an equity fee when you go to the restaurant. And here we go. This is from fee.org. It says here that some restaurants are now adding equity charges to customers' checks to fight oppression. And basically, the author said that they were going to go out to one of their favorite Italian restaurants in the Twin Cities. It says they had not eaten there since the pandemic began, and they made reservations, and it says then her jaw dropped. She says, you're not going to like this. The author is John Miltimore. He says, you're not going to like this. An equity charge. And she was right. On its website, this restaurant has given notice to customers. They're adding a 15% benefits and equity charge that they've instituted. And they justify this charge first by explaining that many states have allowed reduced minimum wages for service staff in the form of a tip credit. And they go on to say that this is not to take the place of tipping. And apparently this author and his wife decided to go to a different restaurant. So I think what we're going to have to do when we go out is make sure that you take a look at your bill and the taxes that are being added in there and the additional charges. And then in the free market, you get to choose whether or not you go to that restaurant or not. But I'm thinking about these young people that have really been sold this this bill of goods. And then one other thing, Steve. This is from projectsyndicate.org. It says, beware of America's soaring public debt. And it segues into something from Zero Hedge, and that is that the Great Reset is here and the new blueprint for worldwide inflation. So as we are spending all of this money, our kids' money, there is, and creating all of this money, that inflation will happen. Now, we have the government-induced inflation over here with Biden closing down the Keystone XL pipeline and all those kinds of things. But then we also have the inflation that has occurred because of all of this printing of money. But then it goes into, on the Great Reset, one of the things that they want to do is devalue the dollar. And so with all this printing of money, Biden and all, you know, we've had spending on both sides of the aisle, but it is out of control right now. That is going to devalue the dollar, which achieves one of the goals of the World Economic Forum, and that is to devalue the dollar. And one of the ways they will do that, and assault on the middle class, is to make more expensive the things that we, that make our lives better, the products and services that we buy. And it is a very tangled web that we're in right now, Steve.
Diminished buying power is obviously the name of the game. And I just think, you know, the debt, the national debt has been with us for a while. I've done a little poking around with that. But I don't know that we, besides the annoyance of inflation, I don't know that we've ever really seen the situation where we pay the price in a really heavy way. And I just wondered how much longer we can continue to do so.
Well, that's why we have to become active. This week's July 4th America's Veterans Story Show is very important. It's an interview with retired Major General, Army General Joe Arbuckle. And we're talking about where we are right now. My friends, I submit to you, we are probably in our 1776. And that is why this battle of ideas is so important. We're going to go to break. Carol Baker, who is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, is in studio. And we'll be talking with our colleagues about the American idea. You won't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to keep our independent voice on the air. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Something's a good idea. You shouldn't have to force somebody to do it unless they're a two-year-old. you know that, Carol Baker, it's great to have you in studio. And I'm joking a little bit, but sometimes persuading takes a long time with a two-year-old. But anyway, I digress. Independence Day is one of my favorite holidays. We are members of Liberty Toastmasters. I'm so excited today. Our subject is the American idea, Carol Baker.
Do you know, I have noticed in this past year of being president, this is actually the end of my year, so I've had a full year of this experience, and I finally have had a chance to go and visit Liberty Toastmasters North. And I've noticed consistently with both groups, you tend to use the word Independence Day instead of 4th of July. And as more time's going by and I've had get my eyes kind of open to that, I thought that's really what we need to repeat and reiterate, that this is our Independence Day that we're celebrating.
Well, particularly with the narratives that are going on in America right now.
Right.
So who's our first guest?
Well, one of our members from Liberty Toastmasters North that I had the pleasure of meeting a few weeks ago, and that is Greg Morrissey. It's always interesting to hear him with his accent, but hear what he has to say about America. Greg, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Fine. What's on your mind?
Well, I found this article on the American Idea, and it's written really, really well. I'm going to quote from it, and you can give me some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start. This is why Ronald Reagan said the American founders brought about the only one true revolution to ever take place in man's history. Previous revolutions simply exchanged one set of rulers for another set of rulers. Reagan said, but America's founders did something different. They developed and fought for the idea that you and I have within ourselves God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. Think about how framers of the Constitution wrestle with whether to enumerate the rights. What's the danger of enumerating rights? Your list will never be long enough. The Constitution actually doesn't define any rights because the Constitution is the way that we give the government limited authority. All the powers that we don't give to the government are rights that we still retain. Even when the framers came up with the first 10 amendments of the Constitution as a Bill of Rights, they couldn't decide on any one individual right to list first. They had to list five things of the First Amendment: religious liberty, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of assembly, and the right to redress grievances. Those five freedoms are listed as the first freedoms because there is no other way you can get the list to be complete. And that is a critical point to understand whenever you hear discussion of limited government. We all talk about limited government not because we're obsessed with government. We talk about it because we're obsessed with the maximal nature of human freedom, human dignity, and human potential. The American experience with limited government is not about government, it's about people, about the dignity and to fulfill lives that God envisioned for people created in his image. Limited government is just a means to that end. That's the American idea, and it has delivered unbelievable results. And I found this article online, and it describes the American idea to a T, and I'm so glad Ronald Reagan said what he said in this article.
Where can people find that, Greg?
I can get this to you. It was on I had to do some research in finding it. It's on the web. I saved the website page. I'll put it in your email tonight.
That'll be great. And what we'll do then is we will put that in the recap tomorrow with the podcast. And that way people can access that by going to kimmunson.com. And your point, and this was something that I just recently learned, Greg, is that the Bill of Rights is not complete. And there was a big battle on whether or not to include the Bill of Rights. But some of the states said we would not ratify unless we got a Bill of Rights. And James Madison promised them that if they ratified, that they would do the Bill of Rights. And he kept his word. I find that rather remarkable with what's happening today in America. Greg, thanks. What's your final thought you'd like to leave with listeners?
The final thought I'd like to leave with listeners is get to know your Constitution. Don't let it go. It's under stress and pressure like never before, especially with the economic circumstances the government and the current administration is putting us in.
So,
don't let it happen.
So this weekend, I would recommend, it doesn't take that long, sit down and read the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. Greg Morrissey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Kim, I like what he had to say that last moment. That should just be his tagline. Get to know your Constitution and don't let it go.
I love
it. That one statement, that just should be his banner.
It is. I think
his
it
anthem.
Is. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's our next guest?
Well, we have Rick Rome on the line today, and Rick does attend the group in Denver, Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And he has been instrumental in what I have had the opportunity to learn in not just speaking and public speaking and how to organize a speech and present and how to listen, but he's been instrumental in how I've learned leadership skills within an organization. And that is another thing that Toastmasters actually teaches through experience, training modules, of course, on in your homework, but then you have that experience. Rick, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Carol. Thank you for those kind words. It's always appreciated, and when you have that kind of acknowledgement to see someone else's success from the things that you try to inspire as a friend.
This is a far cry from the debate the two of you had at our last meeting.
Oh, we're playing nice today.
Yeah, okay. you should have been there.
If you're involved in the political arena, you have to practice your mudslinging.
Right. He gave me the opportunity to learn what it was like to be in a campaign debate and a candidate debate.
It was pretty, he did. It was funny.
Doggone.
So, Rick, what's your thoughts about the American idea?
Well, Carol, the thing about America is it truly is an exceptional nation. In our founding documents, we start with this idea that all men are created equal, and gender recognition aside, there is a lot of truth to that in that founding document, that there is an equality amongst the constituents that constitute this great nation. The other idea that I think makes it exceptional is the consent of the governed. And we hear a lot about consent in recent years on college campuses, in the dating scene, and with Justice Kavanaugh's trial, how they didn't consent to those actions. And a lot of what the Democrats are doing right now and the liberal left is really taking that same kind of tact. Well, you must have deserved it because you wore a short dress, or you must have deserved it because you dressed up and tried to look pretty. You attracted this kind of attention to yourself. And they're doing the same thing from a policy standpoint. You deserve to have your homes rezoned so that you have higher densities in your neighborhood. You're not entitled to a life of relative safety for your family in suburbia. You're not entitled to the wealth that you've worked so hard your entire life to create and to provide for your family. It's that same kind of a concept that's really under assault right now. And I guess the guy that I'm reminded of an idea that was brought out, I believe, by P.T. Barnum, where he said something to the effect of, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And we have people coming to this country, and it's been happening since in the 1970s. It was Indochina and Vietnamese refugees. In the 80s and 90s, it was Middle Eastern refugees from Syria and these war-torn nations. Today, we have people coming from Central America, Mexico, and all of these things have a common thread. It's a failed exercise in socialism and communism, and these people are desperate to find a better life for themselves and a better way to support themselves and their family. The beautiful thing about this nation is I truly believe that we are a nation that is blessed by God. And in that blessing, we have a couple of obligations. We have the ability to be generous with that blessing and share it with not only within the neighbors, but around the world when we have disaster relief and things like that. But we have an obligation to spread this idea and that blessing that's been bestowed on us. And I really believe that that's part of what makes America an exceptional place.
Rick, I was thinking about this just the other day. To whom much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. And the radical socialists have used that Bible term to take from people via taxation and policy to give to others. That is not what that means. That means those of us in freedom that so much has been given is that we need to make sure that we protect that. And that was just kind of an aha that I had the other day. Rick, what's your final thought?
Kim, I'm right there with you. I think it's something that's so important that we preserve our freedoms and promote them. I think that the 10% of the lions out there are starting to wake up and realize what's at stake, and what's at stake for not only them but their kids and their grandchildren. It can be saved, and I think it can be saved with courage and with conviction.
And that's why we engage in this battle of ideas. And that is why Liberty Toastmasters, it has helped so many of us get our brains around our thoughts. And we don't always agree on everything, but get our brains around these big ideas. Rick Rome, I so appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Carol.
Okay. See ya.
And our next guest, who's that, Carol?
Well, we have Bill Vetter from Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And Kim, I'll tell you, that my experience with Toastmasters is sometimes I've heard one eye-opening statement.
I know.
And then there are other times when I have to hear something five, six, or seven times. Bill Vetter can go deeper with some of these concepts, and I can actually learn some of the nitty-gritty behind it. Bill, it is so good to have you on the line with us today. What do you have to say about the American idea?
Well, Kim, thank you very much for the opportunity to share a few thoughts on the American idea with your audience. To me, the American idea is more than an idea. It is an ideal, a conception of something perfect. The American ideal is freedom achieved within self-government by responsible citizens. The American ideal starts in the Declaration of Independence with the self-evident truth that all people are created equal and that they have rights springing from that creation, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But the Declaration of Independence also asserts as self-evident that the purpose of government is simply to protect those natural rights whenever anyone violates them. In its next breath, the Declaration asserts that whenever the government violates our rights, we may, and indeed it is our duty, to abolish such government and create an even better one. And that's exactly what the founders did. Of course, being human, our country's founders were imperfect men, and the governments they created, governments plural, first the Articles of Confederation and second the Constitution, themselves contained imperfections. Nevertheless, the American ideal they established provided our country with a structure that motivated them and their successors down to the present day to correct those imperfections. The Civil War and the constitutional changes it produced were a step toward the American ideal. Although much of America stumbled forward for another century before taking further steps to realize the American ideal with the abolition of segregation, dismantling Jim Crow laws, and reinvigorating the very concept of civil rights, those steps ultimately did happen and are still in process. Martin Luther King's dream of a country where people would be judged by their character instead of the color of their skin has moved closer to reality. Thus, despite our predecessors' mistakes and our own, the American ideal they created has inspired our people and our nation to approach their vision of a government under which people would be able to create their own lives. My wife, an immigrant who grew up in Hungary, connects the American ideal with the freedom to make one's life better. When she left Hungary on a one-way trip into the unknown, she believed she could work with her hands and her mind and prosper, not just survive, if she were free to do so. She survived in Hungary, but she didn't prosper. Regrettably, the American ideal and its self-governance goal is under attack today by collectivists. They want to rule, not to allow people to rule themselves without hurting others. So they attack the founders for their imperfections as if the attackers had none. They also attack the ideal itself and the individual human energy and creativity it has released over the past 244 years. The American ideal is a call to action. It requires those who understand it to defend it, to teach about it, and most of all, to promote it by living it themselves. What are you doing? That's my thoughts on the subject, Kim.
Oh, my. Bill Vedder, you knocked it out of the park there. Thank you so much. And thank you. And my friends, you can see just how Liberty Toastmasters, how we can learn from each other. And Bill, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good to hear from you, Bill. Thanks.
Okay. We're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, another one of my great partners is Castlegate Knife and Tool, and they're a family-owned business. They are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado, and they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. If you're, people are getting married, there's weddings, and Castlegate Knife and Tool is a great place to get a wedding gift. Or if you're a collector or a sportsman or a chef, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. They are starting a knife sharpening business as well, and that is going to be just terrific. So check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We're going to go to break. Carol Baker is in studio. We'll be right back with some more of our Liberty Toastmasters.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter and email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to keep our independent voice on the air as we search for truth and clarity. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people. Bill Vedder said before we went to break that we need to defend the American idea. We need to understand it. And he said something about 10% of the lions are waking up. And Carol, I submit to you that this is really, of course, you go back to what, the mid-1800s and the Frankfurt School, and you started to see Marx and there was that movement there. And so it's been a long time. And then we got to the early 1900s, Woodrow Wilson, who was a regressive. When I say they call themselves progressive, but what they want to regress back to is the elite and the haves and the have-nots, the elite and the bourgeoisie. And that is what it's always been throughout history. But then we started to see something more subtle as we came out of the 60s into the 70s. And that is when we've seen the takeover by these collectivists, these Marxists of media, our churches, our education, our political arena. And we are at a time right now to understand this American idea, and we really need to defend it in this battle of ideas, Carol.
There seems to be so much of this that I remember learning in American history in school, but I only remember hearing it like from the teachers to the students and back. And maybe we kind of went home and around the dinner table talked about what we learned at school that day. But now I'm seeing, it just didn't seem like that was a topic of conversation among peers, among friends. But now that is something I'm seeing, not just in Liberty Toastmasters, but I'm glad I'm getting some training there, some preparation for so. There are so many other places. Even your radio show, I get to learn so much from some of the research. I get to hear more than headlines. But it's something that people are talking about, and we're responding, whether it's in social media or backyards mm-hmm. or whatever. We're talking with each other about what's going on in America.
And in the 70s, there was this self-censoring that implied company, you didn't talk about politics and religion. No, we need to. And they were talking about politics and religion as they were taking over these institutions. But let's talk to our next guest. Who is that, Carol?
From Liberty Toastmasters Denver, we do have Miss Sunshine herself, Lisa Carnahan. I've really appreciated her contributions to our club and to the development of our club, but also some of the homework and research she's done. Lisa, share with us your ideas on America and the American idea.
Hi, Carol and Kim. It's so great to be with you, fellow Liberty Toastmasters members. I wanted to share a quote from Ayn Rand, as she is one of the writers and philosophers who had a great influence upon me. And she had an idea, I'm going to quote, "Individual rights are the means of subordinating society to moral law." And for me personally, coming up through the public or government schools education system, I really had a sense of sort of my life of belonging to sort of society, that like it was my duty to go out there and be a good citizen and give to the world. But when I read Ayn Rand, I really had a different concept of an individual being able to live for himself, to be able to determine how he was going to live his life. And he was given a certain amount of freedom and the ability to go out there and work hard and keep the product of his hard work. And that was a very different idea than how I had thought about government. You know, I sort of felt like it was my duty to perpetuate this this great society. And it is in some respects, but it has to really come from me, that I as an individual have these certain rights and ways of perpetuating my life, and that it's moral and good for me to do so. So I think people like Rick and Bill and everybody have been referencing the Declaration of Independence with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the concept of individual rights that the Founding Fathers were very familiar with, that sometimes today I think people have forgotten to talk about how each individual is important in and of himself and wants to be productive and perpetuate his own life. And the government should be leaving us free to pursue our lives, and the government should just be there to prevent the initiation of force in our lives. So I think what we've had, unfortunately, is that there's a lot of governments throughout the world, throughout history, that have been a greater violator of individual rights, who have ended up taking away people's ability to work for themselves, that the government starts determining what they need to do in order to perpetuate other people's lives. And there's just been some great harm in that. And I think that's something that, you know, seeing Independence Day coming up is an important idea that we need to celebrate and be excited for. And that's what makes each of us good as individuals, that we all have this right to go out there and work hard and perpetuate our lives in the way that we see that is best for us. Like if there's, you know, too many people going into tech or something, that's our job to decide that. If we want to go into tech and that's our passion, if we want to be a computer programmer or whatever we want to be, we should be able to do that no matter how many other people out there doing that. We don't need a government telling us how to go about pursuing our lives. So as we go into Independence Day, I think it's very important that we remember individual rights and we remember how important that concept is, and that's what we're really celebrating, not just having a day off to take a vacation, but that we have been so lucky to be in a country where people really valued that idea of being independent, being able to perpetuate their own rights, and being able to go after their own dreams.
Well, and Lisa, excellent. And to that point, the founders were willing to give up their life, their liberty, and their pursuit of, our sacred honor. Now I'm forgetting the, I'm having a Joe Biden moment. I can't tell you the end of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, no.
But anyway, they were willing to sacrifice blood and treasure, mm-hmm. so that we pass on liberty, which is the responsible exercise of freedom, to the next
Absolutely.
Generation. And Lisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
When she talks about that she was taught kind of this collectivist idea,
mm-hmm.
inherently, we know that human nature doesn't really match up.
Mm-hmm.
But so many kids have been taught this collectivist thing. But I was thinking on the initial time on the pandemic where they were, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the grocery store and how come we weren't all in this together in the toilet paper aisle?
Mm-hmm.
It was gone. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the founders understood human nature. Carol Baker, it's always so fun to have you in studio. What's your final thoughts that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
I'm just impressed with every year that goes by that I'm noticing it's not just the fray that's paying attention to some of these hot issue items or whatever. I'm noticing more mainstream people concerned about America. And I think it's great at a holiday like this that we do talk politics. We do talk about how valuable the American idea is to us today amongst each other, not just referring to 250 years ago and how they did it then. Lisa has gone and done some homework. You know, Bill, Vetter, these others, Greg, have done homework and further study on their own. And then as they reveal that to any of us, We know more than just what we would have just known by going to American history class.
Well, and that's why we certainly would invite people to join us. That will be this Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at the Independence Institute, is when Liberty Toastmasters Denver will meet, and we would love to have you join us as a guest. And they can go, you can go to liberty.toastmastersclubs.org for more information. That's liberty.toastmastersclubs.org. For more information, and I was looking for a headline here that I sound like Rush Limbaugh used to with all these papers. But we are at a time now, my friends, and I remember asking some young people, what would you fight for? This was a few Independence Day celebrations a few years ago, and they kind of looked at each other and they're like, well, my family. And I thought, we have let our kids down, and we stand on the shoulders of giants. Those that were willing to give blood and treasure, the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, the Civil War, to World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all of our conflicts that we've been involved in, to stand for freedom, to stand against tyranny, it is something that is uniquely American, and that is what is so important to protect. Right now, we are in a battle of ideas. That's why we do this show, to help you get your brain around these. And so engage in that battle of ideas this Independence Day. Carol Baker, it's always great to have you in studio.
It's fun to be here.
Okay, and so our quote for today, and as I was looking for quotes, normally I have the same author for each of the quotes. But today, I was looking for American Idea, and this is Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he went by the middle name of Waldo. He was an American essayist, a lecturer, philosopher, abolitionist, and poet who led the Transcendentalist movement of the mid-19th century. He was born in 1803. He died in 1882. And he said this, "America is another name for opportunity. Our whole history appears like a last effort of divine providence on behalf of the human race." My friends, today be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce, through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.